Bill Bender, Sporting News. Talk about the Big Ten decision. Let's do that. They have announced they're going to return to play football in October. Bill, what do you make of the decision? I know the president of Nebraska kind of let the cat out of the bag, but when this was kind of percolating and you know, over the weekend, what did you make with the now that it's official that they're going to try to pull this off in late October?
I mean, that's people have their mind made up, right? People are going to say, yeah, it's the right decision. Yeah, it's the wrong decision. You know, I think 43 days, they got all their medical protocols in place. They had a little bit of a PR nightmare along the way. I'm intrigued by the schedule. I mean, but the only thing here that they will have to contend with is there is not a lot of margin for error on that schedule, not having bye weeks. So that's what they're really up against, and that's kind of the, I don't want to say gamble, but I think we all know what they're dealing with across the landscape of college football.
What's Pac-12 is not the Big 12. They had a bad weekend. The Pac-12 is on the clock now. Where do you think this is headed?
Well, I think they probably won't play. There's other things going on in California and on the West Coast that might preclude them from playing. But you never know. I mean, maybe they'll be inspired. Maybe their testing program, you know, maybe USC and Oregon can lead a push. But, you know, it's 90 schools are in now. I think that spices up what – I don't know if you guys feel this way. I think watching those first 2 weeks, there's been a little bit of an empty feeling. And once the SEC and the Big Ten get rolling, it'll feel a little more complete.
Bill, we thank you for joining us. I know this press conference is going on right now. I guess the turning point, according to what's being said right now, was a meeting of the medical experts. I'm just really curious, what was the breakthrough? I guess a testing system that made everybody feel satisfied as opposed to what they did weeks ago?
I mean, daily testing, you know, 21 days. If an athlete tests, you know, the contact tracing, I think there's some different opinions on the heart conditions. I mean, but that's nationwide, right? Like, without being a doctor, people have different opinions on the virus. I see this every single day, you know, just as a parent. So I'm guessing that's what they're dealing with, and especially with football and all that kind of stuff. So, I think the medical, as they said in the press conference, when the facts change, the opinions change. And I guess it's medical opinion is more aligned with the SEC and the ACC at this point.
So we're all trying to wrap our arms around is, was there really a breakthrough, or do you think they just maybe – if they could do it over again, would have bought some more time and waited and just delayed rather than have the dramatic, we're shutting it down, and then have to sort of swallow their pride and come out? Or was there really a breakthrough that changed everybody's thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, again, people, they're going to say whatever they need to say in this situation. But I think, you know, some people are going to write that they bowed to public pressure, you know, from parents and boosters, and there's probably some life to that, but I think, you know, if you're banking on your medical experts to make it safe, that's what you got to do. And, I mean, Kevin Warren obviously has taken a lot of shots in 40 days, and it's a bit of a – this, is to me, is a bit of a save. I don't know if it's a complete save situation, to use a baseball analogy, but because there's always going to be people that criticize him, but for them to get in the race at least, it's the – I don't know if I can even say it's the right move. I think it's the move that makes the most sense for the Big Ten at this time.
What do you think we're going to see down the road in terms of how you mesh everybody together? If they can stay on time, and that's the thing that we don't know, is how many games are going to have to be rescheduled, not be able to play on a Saturday. I feel like that's going to keep happening just because of what we've seen so far. But do you think they can marry this together and have the Big Ten part of the discussion for the playoff?
Well, yeah, I think Ohio State, I've been asked this question a lot about Ohio State, like how much Big Ten football do you need to see if Ohio State's a playoff contender? And my answer would be about one quarter.
I mean, so if they're 3-0, they might be able to get voted in.
Well, but here's the problem with that. I mean, I say that in jest. So, let's say Ohio State goes 7-1 and wins the Big Ten. Who's going to complain? a 9-1 Florida team, right? Because they'll have two more games
right.
and those kind of things. And that is very real. So I do think, in a sense, and my colleague Mike DeCourcy just wrote about this. We kind of huddled this morning before coffee, of course. And I think it increases the margin for error off the field, or decreases the margin for error off the field. Like a Big Ten team can't miss 2 weeks, one. And two, they probably got to go undefeated to get in. And I think that's something to keep in mind. Now, Ohio State might not have that problem, but that's just my sense of how that might work out, especially with the SEC playing the two extra games.
Bill Bender of the Sporting News is here with us on Darren Donick and Chase. So along those lines, and I know that nothing's going to be fair, and nothing usually is, but especially this year, nothing's going to be fair. Do you see at all any conversation that takes place within the college football playoff of a, we'll bring that word out, expansion, because of everything that you just said with, you know, all right, what if it's a one-win Florida team, you know, or a one-loss Florida team and a one-loss Ohio State? How do you think they handle that? Do they look at expansion?
They're not going to expand. it's not going to happen. Not this season, not with the logistics of, I mean, the logistics of playing a four-team playoff are tough enough. I seriously doubt they would go to eight in the conversations I've had with Bill Hancock. I just don't get that sense at all. So, fair? I mean, nothing's fair. This year hasn't been fair to any of us in a lot of ways.
True.
So, the way I see it, though, is if we get a playoff, and we get a four-team playoff, and you guys are sitting here maybe calling me in December, and we're arguing about Ohio State and Florida, you know what? That's good enough for me. That we'll put one of them in. Somebody can be mad. We'll get back to business in 2021 and get the season in the way we want it.
We've talked to a lot of people in the last 6 months, and this question has come up of, with all the conferences doing their own thing, the Big Ten, the SEC, the Power Five, the Group of Five, the NCAA making their decisions, you know, I say that in jest. At what point do you think that everybody will wake up, if they do, and say, we have to do a better job of getting on the same page? This has been a prime example. Yes, you can't plan for a pandemic, but this is a prime example of, we got to have a better plan where we're all together as college sports. Do you think that conversation is going to happen because of this?
I hope so. I mean, because this did look very piecemeal. It was not aligned. I mean, I guess the call for the college football commissioner is very legit to me. Although I would say in this instance, a pandemic season, I don't know how much the college football commissioner would have made a difference, honestly, because at some point somebody had to say, yes, we're playing, and no. And I think that person loses popularity the second they say no. See, Kevin Owens mentions the last 43 days. So, but I hope so, yeah, because you want everybody aligned. You want more organization. And I think the pandemic kind of brought that out. I mean, there's much more to college football right now than just football. It's there's a lot of social justice issues going on. Name, image, and likeness is a topic. There will be an overhaul of the sport. I just don't know what order it is. And, to me, if you had a guy like, I mean, a couple voices in particular, like a David Cutcliffe would be a perfect college football commissioner. Somebody of that ilk, you know what I mean? It doesn't have to be him, but somebody with that kind of voice and presence.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. You bring up Kevin Warren. The commissioner is such a tough job because they work for other people. Roger Goodell works for the owners in the NFL. But do you think that some of the shots that he's taken are warranted, though, that it comes on his watch, and so he's got to take it?
Yeah, he's going. I mean, that's nature of the job. And he said today that, you know, it's his belief that the Big Ten is better today than it was 43 days ago. And, I mean, I would say I hope so. I grew up around the conference, love watching the football and that kind of stuff. But PR has been a little rough. I do think they showed a united front today, though, from the medical standpoint, scheduling standpoint, to everything he got organized over the last 40 days, which shows they just weren't doing nothing. Now, communication aspect, that's key in everything. You know, communication in relationships with the parents and the coaches and that kind of stuff. That's something that he's going to have to, I guess, soothe over the next couple years because, yeah, there's still some hurt feelings out there in the Big Ten for sure.
He's Bill Bender of the Sporting News. Bill, we appreciate it as always, and we will talk to you again soon, I am sure.
Yeah, well, we can talk about games next time, right?
That'll
be, I know.
Thanks so much. How for
about
having
that? Me on. I know. Yeah, that'll be nice.
That'd be awesome. All
right, absolutely.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Bill Bender at BillBender92 on Twitter. Stick around, though. We got much more to talk about with this, the Big Ten's decision, and we have a show announcement concerning college football that we'll tell you about a little later on. It's Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.